Welcome to the Wild Expansion Podcast. This podcast is an invitation for you to dive deep into getting to know yourself a little bit more. This podcast will help you on your journey of feeling more calm, confident, and at ease. Learn tips and techniques to help you on your journey of wildly expanding into your most true self. I am so excited to share the upcoming Anamkara retreat in Spain this October, hosted by myself, Fulcherna, and Pauline. Anamkara is Irish for soul friend. We have within us all a sanctuary of stillness and peace. Mayra, Fulcherna, August Pauline have a wealth of experience between them, and we are thrilled to team up to offer you a 6-day Anamkara retreat to make sustainable improvements in your physical health and emotional well-being. A meeting of the heart and soul in a safe, supportive environment designed to help you still the noise of your mind and slow down. Explore, energize, and escape in the mountains of the Granada area, Spain. Deep and powerful relaxations every evening with yoga nidra, morning yoga, guided walks, lake swims, breath workshops, and opportunities for learning and doing something new. You choose what you want to attend. We know there will be many moments to make you smile and your heart sing. If this is something you are keen on joining, there is all the details in the show notes to sign up. Hello and welcome back to the Wild Expansion Podcast. How are you keeping this week? It has been a whirlwind the past week for myself, and having spoken to friends, they have shared that they have felt the same. I feel like collectively a lot of us are going through an initiation right now, and when an initiation happens, things come to the surface that you haven't properly dealt with for closure. And for me, that looked like things coming to the surface that caused me some, in the past, some regrets, shame and guilt. But I really needed to close that chapter. So that involved a lot of tears, a lot of journaling, a lot of like shedding old skin. And just like shedding old skin, which is needed for us to initiate and grow, often involved is tears as a form of a release. Like the tears are literally being like, right, I release this old limiting belief from my system. And that energetic release for some of us can look like crying, or it can look like screaming, or journaling, or just some way to get the energy out of our body. So yeah, like we're all in this human experience together, and we're always learning lessons no matter what stage of our growth we're at. Like, this is what life is all about. The lessons are never going to end. That's what I believe anyway so far, but like, you're up to yourself to make your own interpretation of that, of course. But just from my own experience, the lessons are never learning, are never ending. But the more skills that we start learning for ourselves, the more we're able to like self-soothe and help ourselves grow through all the lessons. And that's what Wild Expansion Podcast is all about, just sort of teaching you techniques and lessons to help you self-soothe through your own initiations and your own growth. So for this week's episode, I just thought I would share what I've been journaling about, and I hope that by sharing my thoughts, that it helps you as well on your own journey. I feel so deeply. Is this a good or a bad thing? It just is. Just like everything just is. And all I am is awareness. I am just awareness, yet I can still feel everything so deeply. emotions are deeply weaved around this awareness. Am I lost right now? Or is this exactly where I need to be? Of course, I know I am exactly where I need to be. The lump in my throat, that is just the awareness of the regret and shame that has come to the surface this week as I have made conscious some wounds that I have held unconsciously. I now release the regret and shame. I let it go. So if you have looked into somatic release, trauma, body work, a lot of it talks about how we store different emotions in different parts of our body. So like self-love, self-worth comes from the breast, chest area, and then not speaking your truth, that comes from the throat. And if you feel like a tightness or a lump or constriction in some part of your body, it means that there's some emotional wound that is ready to be healed and let go of. So I invite you now just to quickly give yourself a body scan. And just notice, are you holding any tightness or tension anywhere in your body? And we don't have to understand what emotion is attached to this area of the body, but just bring your awareness. Is it in one of your shoulder blades? So whenever you find that area that you're holding some tightness or constriction or pain, just become aware of how it feels and what sort of shape would you give that pain. Is it solid? Is it gel-like? Is it liquid? And just have no judgment here at whatever way you describe this pain. Is it like wood or metal or plastic? And again, having no judgment, ask yourself, what colour is this pain that I'm holding in this part of my body? What colour does it look on the outside? Is it brown? Is it silver? Grey? There's no right or wrong answer. Just whatever comes to your mind. And what colour is the inside of this object? Is it the same colour of the outside? Now in your mind's eye, I invite you to visualize a beautiful red rose. With your eyes closed, just visualize that rose right in front of you. And now gently notice the rose as it is magnetized to that area of your body where there is that pain, that constriction. So that pain, that constriction, that object you just described earlier, this is like the nectar that is going to nourish the rose. So I invite you now to surrender that pain and constriction to the rose. Take a few deep breaths. And allow the rose to receive that constricted object. This is nourishment for the rose. Allow the rose to carry the tightness. Release it from your body now, as it's no longer serving you. And if there's another part of the body that the rose wants to go to take in more constriction, to help nourish the rose, just allow the rose in your mind's eye to travel to this part of your body now, as it sucks up any last minute or any residual tension in the body. And now let the rose come back out in front of you. Visualize the rose in your mind's eye out in front of you. And notice the rose become inflamed as a fire starts to burn the rose. So that is a quick guided somatic release, a bodywork session. And I hope that that is a technique that you can keep in your toolbox to help you self-soothe anytime unwanted tension or constriction comes up in your body. Just remember that we don't need to know exactly why we feel the pain that we feel in a certain part, but just bring your awareness to the part that's sore in your body. Send a rose to it. Allow the rose to soak up the pain as its nourishment for the rose, and surrender it. Let it go from your body. The more I remember to tune inwards, the less reactive I get to the outside noise. I tune inwards and I realign to my values. My values of trust, integrity, love, compassion, and strength. I slip up from time to time, but the shame and guilt are not mine to carry. I release them. I surrender them. I learn from my mistakes and I grow. The saying, your greatest pain is your greatest teacher, sits true. My greatest pain is my desire to be loved and my desire to be perfect. Yet the truth is, I am flawed, I am imperfect, yet this is the very thing that makes me lovable. I used to think that my flaws were my intensity, my deep thinking, my vulnerability, goofiness, clumsiness, and ability to feel everything oh so deeply. I thought all these quirks were barriers to being able to experience love. Yet these traits are the things that I'm learning to love about myself. They are the very reason I am lovable. For without being able to feel everything so deeply, I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't be able to connect so deeply with others and empathize and help others. These are not my flaws. These are my gifts. I own them. I wear them like a badge of honor on my sleeve. They make me me. So I hope that you found this meaningful and it struck a chord with you somewhere. Also, I'll just note that I was feeling like very tired the past few days, and it wasn't until I started doing the things that I knew would make me feel good that has helped me shift into feeling so much more energetic. And these are things that include meditating, journaling, eating nourishing foods mindfully, dancing in the kitchen, putting extra effort into my meals, stroking my cat, not spending time comparing myself to others on social media, and just simply being. I think a huge part of our medicine that helps us all feel so energized is to create in any way that we can. We're always consuming information, other people's ideas, but it's the creation, it's a creative act itself that is our medicine to feeling more energetically alive. It's like plants, like they need to create as much as they need to consume. and it's the creation that energizes us. So what can you create for yourself today? Can you create a nice meal? Can you create a visualization meditation? Can you create in your mind's eye what your dream life looks like? Can you create a random journal article or a poem or a dance or a painting? What can you do to create today? It would mean so much to me if you would take the time to share this podcast on social media or with someone who you think might benefit from it. And if you have any questions or ideas for next week's topic, please do drop me an email or an Instagram DM. My handle is @Myra_Patricia_, and I would love to hear what your key takeaways are from this week's episode and what you'd like to hear more of in the future. Sending you so much love. Have an amazing, beautiful week.